Well, some web users in California have filed class action lawsuits accusing Google and Yahoo of violating their privacy online. They say they do not have email accounts with those companies, but whenever they send a message to somebody who is on Gmail or Yahoo Mail, the recipient still gets advertisements tailored to their message, right? So an email about clothes might trigger ads for a clothing store. The plaintiffs argue that since they don't have Google or Yahoo accounts, they never gave consent for those companies to scan their emails. So far, no response from Yahoo. A Google spokesman says ad targeting is a fully automated process and no humans read emails in order to show ads. Let's get back to our legal panel, Arthur Idala and Randy Zellin. So I guess, Randy, the theme here is that computers can spy on you, but humans can't.
Hey, the statute reads anyone. A computer, I don't think, is a person of yet. So, again, what makes this particular thing yet? What makes this very interesting is, A, no person is looking at these emails. Number two, nothing's actually being divulged. Apparently what happens is I send an email to someone with a Gmail account, and the computer sees, oh, Randy's talking about an iPhone. Let's send him some ads. So nothing is being sent out to any third party. And by the way, what are their damages? I mean, come on, guys. Can we do something a little bit better than creating more nonsensical litigation?
Oh, boy.
Trace. Here's the thing, Artie. Come on. We know we give up some privacy because of all this convenience and technology, but they're intercepting the emails before they even get. If you send Randy an email, before it even gets to Randy, they're picking it off and saying, oh, Artie likes a nice Brunello here.
It freaks you out, right? Isn't it a little creepy? How you're like reading, like, Randy's writing me about the Brunello, and on the bottom it's like wine.com. It's like a fundamental American right is your invasion of privacy, is your privacy. And their excuse that, oh, it's not human beings, that it's computers that are reading it, give me a break. As nobody is supervising these computers, nobody's controlling these computers. Okay, maybe everyone's not sitting there, there's someone from intern at Google not reading everyone's emails, but there are humans who are involved. Let's not kid ourselves.
Right.
I'm happy they're bringing this lawsuit, and I hope they get some sort of relief. And Randy, the relief would be they stop doing it.
Once again, Silicon Valley is ahead of Sacramento, my friend.
And that's the whole point. Look, that's the point is, Randy, you know that as soon as the laws catch up with the technology, they're going to ban this faster than Yahoo or Google can say Yahoo or Google. But right now, they're taking advantage. Look, they're just taking advantage of the laws because they're ahead of the game.
And what's going to happen, though, as soon as they shut that loophole down, the boys and girls in Silicon Valley will come up with something else. They're just smarter, faster, stronger.
They are Steve Austin,
the $6 million, whatever
they'll know what's going on in our brain before we can even think about it. That's what's next. And then they'll have, like, images of whatever they want us to buy floating in front of us.
Big deal.
Oh, stop it, Randy. I don't want them telling me what to be looking at and what to be thinking. And I don't want them reading my email.
Helpful suggestions.
Okay.
Helpful suggestions. Randy Zellin, Artie Idala. Gentlemen, thank you both. Good to see you.
Thanks, Trace.
Thank you.